we have had so many issues in the news just recently with Marissa Mayer of Yahoo and Sheryl Sandberg with her new book, Lean In. But this is a topic that's been going on for quite a long time. I know my colleagues and I, you know, had this conversation so many times, and so we just felt like it was time for the forum to bring it more to the forefront.
Tell me a little bit about your featured speaker.
Adrienne Freck is a professor at the University of Akron. She's a sociology professor and researcher. She's done quite a bit of work about families, women, men. This is not her only work by any means, but we're really interested this particular topic of hers about whether full-time work means better health for mothers was very intriguing to us as a jump starter and sort of a different take on this conversation about work and family.
And you mentioned earlier the Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer recently doubled maternity leave at her company to 16 weeks, and she's also giving new fathers 8 weeks leave. What does that say about the corporate approach to parenthood?
I think it's varied. I think certainly it's good news for the people that work at Yahoo, especially because there have been other changes there in terms of more limited ability to work at home. So, you know, certainly I'm not an employee there, but I definitely think the corporate approach depends, and I think it's changing as people are starting to demand, men and women, starting to demand more time to be able to care for their infants.
And it's not just Yahoo, it's Facebook, Google, absolutely, other Fortune 500 companies are also following this model.
Yes, definitely. I think it's great. I think it's great news. I think in the United States, we have a bit of a different system than we do in other countries. I don't know if that's necessarily right or wrong, but I think that companies are starting to see, to be competitive, to get the best workers, they need to do some things to make it possible for people to feel happy and healthy.
It sounds like people that are steadily employed are healthier employees, which make better employees.
Absolutely. I think certainly Dr. Freck will be talking about this in much more detail, but from what I've read from her work, she has found that women specifically that are working have both more income and more options in terms of health insurance in general, but also just more opportunity to have time to go to the doctor and things of that sort, as well as mental health, which I'll be, as a stay-at-home mom, I'll be very interested to hear about that.
Does parenthood affect men and women differently when it comes to career?
I think yes and no. I think men, absolutely. No studies have shown men, for the most part, want to spend more time with their kids. My husband, I know, wants to spend more time with ours and want to take care of them and so forth. I think there's a lot of societal things that there are a lot of, I don't know, cultural norms, if you will, about how men are supposed to maybe be the breadwinner and how women are supposed to be doing maybe more of the housework. And I think those things are changing. But I think that there's still some underlying feelings there. And I think those are changing as well, though.
The Northern Kentucky Forum, Babies versus the Boardroom, will take place May 23rd at 6:30 at Dixie Heights High School in Edgewood. You can find out how to get details on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Tara Ford, thank you.
Thank you.